So, Councilman, how surprised were you to find out that the mayor declared a state of emergency? It sounds like he did it over the weekend, but then there were some questions whether it was done earlier in July.
Yes, I was extremely surprised that we were in a state of emergency. And when you look at the timeline, it just seems it's unjustified considering all of the other topics that's been going on with the radiation, with the chemicals, that we wait until this particular instance to call a state of emergency over grass not being cut and things like that, such trivial things.
I've never heard of state of emergencies being called for potholes and cutting grass. Have you?
I have not either.
Obviously, it's a political ploy. Any idea of how much the mayor is looking for in terms of dollars to actually fill potholes and cut grass? Or in any of your conversations, or if there have been any, has that number ever come up?
Well, the number had to come up, just these contractors that he wants to IV money to, his preferred contractors that we turned down. Because if you look at the timeline, Jim, so we had a special meeting on the 17th, which is a Friday, where we turned down, voted to not approve the mayor's recommendations because we didn't have enough information. There was not enough information there to properly expend the taxpayers' dollars on these vendors. So we voted, it was a 2-2 tie, and they didn't fall through. We had another council meeting
How much money were they talking about at that time?
I think it was we had $4 million for paving and streets, and there was another about $1 million for a undetermined number for the grass cutting. So we could call it about $4 million plus, because the other contract was based on an as needed basis.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
these aren't sexy things, you know, filling potholes or whatever. I get all that,
right.
But still, to do it in this way, shape, and form.
Correct. And you got to understand, and what people don't know is that this administration, the mayor himself, and you can talk to the DPW workers, he's been after them. He's been trying to destroy them. He's been gutting our DPW, taking all of the work that the union and that the DPW should be doing and giving it to these contractors, giving it to these vendors, inflated pricing. And what I mean by that is, and also even further, what I mean by he's been purposely holding back the DPW. If you look at a timeline of how from cleaning the sewers to paving the roads to patching the potholes, if you look at that timeline, this mayor didn't put out the bids until May, June, July, well after it should have been done. So when he talks about not paving or not being able to do these things, it is a manufactured crisis. That's what I want the people to understand. This is a manufactured crisis by the mayor himself.
So what happens now? I mean, you guys are in recess. Could you call a special meeting and try to reverse this?
Well, before that, I want to understand. I want people to understand this clearly. I believe there is more money being expended than just the money for potholes, paving, and grass cutting. From July 20th until now, it is my firm belief, and we're talking on August 20th, it is my firm belief that this mayor has expended more money than necessary, all without council oversight, all without we haven't received proper documentation. We've asked that. I can send the email that shows that. So I believe that there are more nefarious things going on because he called the state of emergency. He's bypassing the city council. He's usurping the Constitution division, the separation of powers and checks and balances. And that's why I think this emergency was called. Now, to your question, can we call a special meeting? The chairman of the council can call a special meeting, and three members of the city council can call a special meeting.
Has Brian Archie done that, or do you think he's going to do it?
I have not heard or seen anything to that nature.
Because technically you guys don't meet till September 9th.
So, that's correct.
I mean, a lot of this work could be done by then.
And it is my understanding that the contractor that we voted no to is still doing work through this whole quote-unquote shutdown time period.
Who's the contractor?
Kenny Smith Enterprises or KJ Smith Enterprises. And to that point, one of the reasons why we voted no at the special meeting is because I gave our corporation counsel information that this company was voluntarily dissolved last year. Why would I vote to give taxpayers' dollars a contract to a company that supposedly has voluntarily dissolved as of last year? And I have not received any other information to the contract to move forward with this company.
Have you maybe thought about reaching out to the AG's office to have her do an investigation into all this?
We thought about that. Absolutely. We've had people reach out to them. But as far as myself, I have not gone down that route yet.
Okay. How frustrating is it to be, as you said, there are other pressing issues, radiation, and other issues pressing, yet the focus seems to be on potholes.
Well, that's what the ostensible focus is. But the real focus, let's be clear, the real focus is the mayor just wants to do what he wants to do. He wants to be a king. He's a tyrant. He wants to do what he wants to do. He wants to cut out the council who's trying to hold him, trying to bring accountability and oversight and responsibility back to what he's doing. And he's just throwing a temper tantrum, and therefore he's just trying to bypass the city council.
It seems sort of petty.
Very petty.
From this corner.
Agreed. And that's what I want the people to understand. It's really, you got to understand, as far as me, who I am as a person, I have lived a life of cooperation, teamwork. I've played on sports. I've done individual sports. I've done team sports. I work well. I have a working relationship with all the city council members. I've asked for many meetings with the mayor. We've sat down with him and the city administrator. I want cooperation. I want working together. I want to see a better city. I want to build a better city. But cooperation is a two-way street. If I keep coming to you and there's no coming to me, that's not cooperation, as he said in the beginning of the year. So all of the blame, all of the division, all of the strife is on his side, not my side or the city council side.
Well, obviously he created it by creating this state of emergency and just saying, I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Yes, exactly.
So what can you do? What can the council do?
So it's up to us to as a council body, to majority. Again, I follow the principles of a republic of representation. It takes a majority of us to do certain things. So it's up to us, and this is where we get into the motives of the other city council members. Are they willing to step up and to bring accountability and oversight to this mayor, bring those checks and balances to this mayor? That's what we're in discussion with now, and we shall see how things go.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate all that. And again, I apologize for calling you out of the blue, but it was very insightful and much, much, much appreciated.
Now, I appreciate you. I hope you can air this in as much as possible, because we just, you know, I hope much of it can be aired, and we'll love to get the information out to the key points that this is an unjustified, number one, this is an unjustified state of emergency claim. Number two, it's all of the mayor's fault. It's his doing. He's been in office for, this is year number, we're in year number seven now. It's all his fault. It's his lack of leadership, his lack of management, his lack of administrating the city's resources. And three, he just wants to bypass the city council so he can do what he want to do, and we should have documents on any money that's been spent.
All reasonable points.